Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That car has been in a accident. Do you think that they're sympathetic, the traffic wardens?
Well, not with that kind of spelling.
Only if the spelling had been right.
Yeah.
Maybe if they said an accident, yeah, there'd be a little note from the traffic
wardens. Multiple tickets, yeah. Yeah, a car threw itself on the mercy of the local parking inspectorate. He's got a flat tyre. He's obviously abandoned his car for a while till he gets sorted, till the insurance sorted out. He's doing a handwritten letter to the parking inspectors. Please leave the car alone. It can't move. Insurance is sorting it. Please don't fine it. Multiple fines.
No mercy shown.
The cash cow for the local traffic enforcement.
So now they've got to get their terribly damaged, although it seems fine, car fixed and pay all these tickets.
It's actually quite topical for me, because I'm trying to work out whether I need a new parking permit for my residence parking.
Shall we run?
Yeah. It's going to have to be really slow this morning because my groin is really stiff from football. It's
weird. Warning. Yeah, good morning. Really running commentary. We're in Clissold Park. We've come to our soft surface safe space, Clissold Park. I feel bad because, I said let's meet here because it's Paul's birthday Boxing Day. So I just thought you might be a bit tender from partying.
No.
It seems to me that you're more tender.
It's weird. I had a really. I was getting some really nice. Sorry, this is pitifully slow.
I was doing
some really nice training last week. Fairly longish runs Monday, Tuesday. But then I played tennis on Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Something I hadn't done for a while. And then I played football on Wednesday. And I don't know what happened, but it's left my groin really tender.
I thought you were messing around then, but first step of running, Paul.
No.
It's my air through the teeth and clutching.
Yeah. It's my.
It's not good.
Seems to be my left groin more particularly. So it's going to take a while to sort of ease out. It doesn't feel like I'm causing it harm by running. It's just I've just got a.
You haven't herniated or anything?
No, I don't think so. I've had a double hernia operation, so you'd hope it's sort of. You'd hope it's fine, but...
Yeah, but sometimes, after a while, people over 50 are allowed to get one more hernia operation. Is that right? I'm half paying attention to the news.
A booster.
Lawrence Fox says it's not right, and you're not allowed to... You get those, they're having hernia, giving you hernia operations so they can control your mind.
Yeah, I need a little chip in there.
I don't think eating more fatty foods is going to help.
Not on top of that. Incredible
passing beef. The gate where we passed each other the baby before we knew each other.
Incredible beef birthday brisket, which I had yesterday. Mate cooked me up. Old Matt, round at Matt's.
That's
it was great.
A fantastic
we had a right feed.
Bit of birthday alliteration.
Yeah, birthday beef brisket.
Okay, well, we'll come back to your
10 hours.
Sports and interest from last week. Tell the story. The brisket, what was the day? How was yesterday?
The day was... Well, I didn't get back till very late on Saturday night because I've been doing the... incredibly unlucrative and painful Sheffield Derby double up that was great. I had three really good gigs and then Derby, the last one, was absolute rubbish.
Right. Any specifics or just no?
Well, no, by the time I got on, everyone was really bladdered.
Yep.
Including a family on the second row. There wasn't that many in anyway. And they just couldn't listen to basic setups.
Yeah, you know,
they just weren't. And
there's something nostalgic for me. If I'd been there, I would not feel this way. But because I haven't done a gig like that in a couple of years, and we've all done them every now and again,
I kind of thought,
oh, I know.
Yeah. It was like... But unfortunately for me, at this stage in my career, it was a test of patience. I failed rather fulsomely.
I can't be bothered with this.
Yeah, I did all right. I did okay, and I could get the room every now and again. But then the slightest even need for attention was met with sort of derision and non-compliance.
The other thing is with going on late on in the show like that is that they've never met you, but you've seen them.
So you
go on thinking, oh, these guys.
And they're like,
oh, how does he know us?
Yeah, there was.
They don't realise that the dialogue goes both ways and the comedians are all in the building.
Everyone's been chatting about them. They were a pain. But I got back about half one. Not a great night's sleep. Woke up, chilled out, went to church, came back, watched
presents?
A bit.
Did you get presents when you woke up?
Not then. Got presents at about half one. My dad had given me two really nice hand-painted 19th century Japanese terracotta vases, which is really nice, which is like a major upgrade from any birthday present he's given me in the last 15, 20 years.
Well,
it sort of came from nowhere. I mean, normally he might begrudgingly... I mean, normally it's just a card. I mean, there's no getting around it.
Long-term listeners will remember him giving you some wood chips and then making you pay him for them.
Yeah, it was
on your birthday, but that does sort of illustrate
This is the guy, bless him, who sold me my first car, which broke down the next day, you know. Do you know what I mean? He's like...
But I'm just really relieved, because I knew something was coming in that story, and it was that the present was a surprise, and I thought you were going to say, thank you. I didn't think you were going to say thank you. You're saying thank you to that man. I thought you were going to say which had been destroyed.
No.
Two expensive antique vases.
No, it was fine. He gave me them when I was up there to see him in a box and said, oh, be careful when you open it up because I might fall off, which I just thought was a
bit... Wait, I'm just confused. So you went to see him in this box. Was it somewhere high up?
Yeah. No, but I thought it was just... an elaborate joke. He had this big box full of like bubble wrap, and I thought, this is just a joke, and he's got like a little
lump of wood in it,
second-hand book or whatever. But no, it's a major upgrade for birthday gifts on my 52nd.
Oh, great.
So that was great. Rachel bought me some Nike Air Force or whatever trainers, which are really nice, and a few things to wear.
So lovely to think of someone actually buying you shoes.
Yeah.
That's really special.
Yeah, it's great, yeah. And she also got me...
Instead of you either being given them or just finding them on top of a bin.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. From bequeathed by a dead Turkish man in a gym. I'll wear forever. She also bought me two bottles of wine from some independent wine company for the next 12 months, so God knows who's going to drink those.
They're
just going to clutter up the house.
And what day? What day are you likely to open those?
Yeah.
Are they going to be... Are they your choice? Are they all going to be reds?
They're all going to be reds, yeah.
Of course they are. There was quite a few people who responded to your happy birthday post yesterday saying, oh, two bottles Sunday.
It turned out... to be a bit of a two bottler, but there was an awful lot of Prosecco involved. So,
but I think in your rule book that doesn't
pop
really
starter.
Yeah.
And I don't feel too rough today. Actually, it's just my my groin.
I felt a little bit mentally.
I don't feel too bad.
I felt a little bit complicated with my estimable daughter coming home from Oxford. Right. It wasn't complicated about her coming home. It was brilliant. She was very welcome and sorely missed. But she was saying, how was it last night? Was it a good party? Did you end on a high?
Yeah.
And she was like, how can we end on a high when no one's drinking?
Right.
I was like, well, as your parent, I'm not sure I approve of this. But, you know...
No one was drinking?
Well, because they're 15.
Right, of course. Yeah.
And, she was just 15. She was 15 last week. And I thought, I'm not sure... whether to approve of this or not. But anyway,
yeah.
Once he was home, we opened the Prosecco.
Right, fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, that must have been a bit lame-o.
Yeah.
Whereas to get to the phrase down with the kids.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all saying
really
that.
Really lame-o. Did she enjoy... What was her observations from the... From the course, then?
Yeah, it was absolutely great. Really, it's incredible experiences. She had to fight her corner a little bit. It was advertised as all viewpoints. I think that it very much came from a point of view of all viewpoints within the understanding that capitalism is away.
Yeah, they've all got the same
Steve
viewpoint.
Bannon's a clever guy and all this kind of stuff. So, right. You know, she did have to stand up a couple of times and say,
yeah.
And I think that that was... And again, I think that's why she was there from her point of view and from their point of view. So it was widely celebrated.
Like that,
but I think a few individual moments gave people on the course pause.
Yeah.
Because everyone assumes they're objective, aren't they, until they have it shown to them that they're not.
Yeah. So she was the fly in the neoliberal ointment.
Yes, that's exactly what she was.
Right.
Which, of course, is great. That's the... perfect experience is what she needs to be there doing, but I think it was also probably quite tiring.
Yeah, quite tiring to do it every day, sort of thing.
It was quite nice yesterday because we went for a feral bike ride.
Yeah.
And the kids don't normally like that, but they were up for it because they wanted to do something together, and we had a mission, and we went sort of off-road, so we didn't wear our helmets.
Right.
And she was just saying, the reason I mentioned it is because she was saying... it was just nice to do something physically exhausting after 2 weeks of mental exhaustion.
Yes, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, it was good. I'll tell you where we went, which as soon as it's a local run that we haven't done.
Right.
And I actually did a little run there for my for the other podcast.
Yeah.
And that is around the Olympic Park.
Right, okay.
Particularly as it's the Olympics. But it's such a nice spot. You know where I did my 10K the other day?
Yeah.
I could show you the route, Paul.
You could show me the route, yeah.
Yeah.
And was it... that sounds great. Someone was asking me, actually. I was chatting to my brother in Australia, and he was talking about the Olympics and how Brisbane have got it in 2030, and no one really bidded for it, and are people that bother about the Olympics anymore? Basically, what I'm coming around to is, has that area been regenerated? Is it long-term... Have they benefited from the Olympics, would you say?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think that it's still happening, really. You know, if you've got an open space like that and you start developing it, it becomes the developing itself, becomes a culture, doesn't it?
Yes.
And it's all very new and strange, you know what I mean?
Right.
There was never anything there. There was some kind of huge industry that's long gone.
Right.
So the Olympic Park was built in to do with the bottom of the river as much to do with any buildings. It was
right.
It was always a kind of semi-outside space, you know?
Right.
So now you've got the Olympic Stadium, which is West Ham, right?
Right.
And you've got quite a lot of good stuff. That 10K was there, and there's other stuff. The Vela Park seems to be well used.
Yeah.
I assume that there's some pretty top-notch sporting facilities being used by...
Top-notch people.
Well, and just normal people, but they're all there and being used. And then it kind of just segues back into Hackney Wick, which is an amazing scene. I honestly was saying to the others, never go down there by the canal there without seeing loads of people doing exciting stuff.
Yes, yeah.
You've got Here East, which has got all these little houses that look like big sheds that are within it on balconies. You know, loads of that stuff that's like...
So there is
it's
a kind
of Berlin, that sense of if you take a blank slate and say, what should we do? And young, cool people with new ideas get involved.
So there is a kind of like this kind Olympic trickle-down kind of blend going on.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It is not...
It's a kind of bohemian kind of...
Yeah, if anyone was thinking that it's kind of grubby and concretey and abandoned...
Yes.
No, that's not happening.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
Kicking.
That's
it's
good.
Really,
yeah,
it's kicking.
Oh, that's what I assumed, yeah.
Yeah.
But have you been watching any of the Olympics?
No.
I've seen bits of it. It was incredible female Venezuelan triple jumper yesterday.
Yeah.
Just an incredible, sort of like, it was like a Bob Beamon moment from the Mexico Olympic men's long jump. She kind of redefined the event with one jump, really.
Wow.
Just kind of...
I never understand
really
the triple jump because I haven't seen the first two. I know, that joke doesn't work properly because all the jumps are in the jump.
But it was incredible. It was sort of... she did a really... It's a hop, step and a jump.
Yeah.
She did a really long hop. A really small step.
Right.
This is all comparative. And then she kind of just flew out and beyond the world record.
And that is a whole new take.
Yeah.
Because, of course, the they measure the three of them together.
Yes, of course.
So,
yeah.
So the short one in the middle is a paradigm shift.
It felt like it, yeah. But she was great. 100 meters saw, British guy got false started out of that, which was a shame.
Yeah.
But
we medalled in the BMX, which everyone was excited about.
Yes, that looks good.
And also, a telling moment in the culture because they took away money from women's BMX.
Right.
After 2016.
Right.
But not men's.
Okay.
Hello, that doesn't feel this right. century. But it was the woman who won gold.
Right.
So, well done her.
Yeah, that's great.
And I mean, it's all great and heartening and everything. I just haven't... It's some great stories going around the internet. It's sometimes you feel like... I don't know.
I'm finding it hard to get super, super duper excited about it.
Yeah.
I mean, without the crowds, like the men's 100 metres... It just did not feel like the event it used to be. A British guy false started out of it, was disqualified.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's obviously a shadow hanging over it.
Yeah.
With the corona situation leading to lack of fans, leading to people having to pull out, etc.
Yeah. But it's all, you know, it's ultimately... It just all comes from a good place, isn't it? It's good people doing their very best at what
totally.
They do. It's hard to... cynicism can never run right to the heart of the thing because there's a purity to it, isn't there?
Yeah, well, there was an interesting moment during the men's high jump where they... There was two guys going, a guy from Qatar, a guy from Italy, who knew each other quite well.
Yeah.
They were going for this height 239, and they both failed at 239.
Yeah.
And when they do that, they count back to how many jumps it took you to get to that level.
Right.
They were perfectly even.
Right.
And what you can do there is you'd normally go, all right, well, we'll go for 237 then. And whoever gets that wins a goal. Or you can just both have the goal now.
Yeah.
They pause for about a second before realising, let's just both have the goal.
Yeah.
And that was a really nice moment, albeit unusual, because, you know, most of the time people just think... Well, most competition is defined by, we're going to find a winner here.
Yeah, that's right.
But they just took the moment, and they were completely exultant, you know.
Yeah, that's
right. As you would be.
And like you say, we've come up against this over and over again, because it ties in with training for events, with marathons, with park runs, with everything in between, is that people who haven't examined this think that there's a conflict there, that that's a oxymoron to be... kind of communal and friendly
and
cool about it, but also to play to win.
But
it isn't at all. It's just a community of people who are playing to win.
It was the ultimate win-win negotiation.
Because
the guy chatting to them saying, the official was saying, you know, what we can do here is start going back down again, 237, 238. Yeah, yeah. Or possibly we could...
You can both have a gold.
You can both have the gold. And they just... it was just a lovely moment, you know. They were all over each other, guy from Qatar and Italy. And he was so exultant, especially the Italian. So, yeah, that was nice. So there's nice moments coming through.
Excellent.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, talking of Italy. It's quite obscure because it's on CNN.
Yeah.
But we've been watching Stanley Tucci in Search of Italy.
All right, okay.
What a wonderful TV programme.
Yeah, I bet it is.
And it just fits every Sunday night, but it's finished now.
Right.
There's half a dozen of them. And
so has that been like a journey through food then? Or what?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, right. Okay. It goes to basically, there's three steps to it. It's really nice when you take a kind of sensory experience and a bit of geography and a bit of a personal story.
Yes.
Because that's, well, if you were to do that with, just say, for example, a song rather than a meal,
that
would actually be the essence of my book, Running Chat.
Yes.
Stanley Tucci, in each episode, he's in an area.
Yeah.
Which is really good because it's just high-level stuff, you know. They take the idea and breathe real life into it, you know.
Yes, yeah.
So he doesn't just go to Naples. He's in Naples, and then he's on the Amalfi Coast near Naples, and then he goes to the island of Ischia, you know.
Right,
and so each episode's
like that.
Which
is amazing. I've been to Ischia. It's
wonderful.
Beautiful, yeah.
He's in this kind of part of Italy. And yeah, investigating it through food, but you also find out about him, about the people he's meeting, and about the culture, which in turn, of course, food is so deeply inured in social culture, you know.
It's
all about the highs and lows and rich and poor and industry, 20th century history, ancient history, you know what I mean? And all with him, because he's such a charmer. It was a great show, really excellent. You're going to miss that.
My book got nominated for a Daily Telegraph Sports
Book
Award.
Yes!
Which is lovely. It's publicly announced, so that was nice. So,
what an auspicious time this is.
So there's going to be an award ceremony where I'll be one of the nominees as opposed to the nervous comic wondering about his opening 10 minutes.
Yeah, have you thought of pitching to actually host it as
just
well?
Just do both. Yeah.
Do you mind if I just go sit over there for this bit?
Could be a good way of giving the award to myself.
You probably give it to yourself in a box all wrapped up in bubble wrap and you'd say, oh, I reckon this is just an old book.
But the...
We're just on our second turn round the park, by the way. How are you feeling here? How are you going?
It's just really stiff, my top left groin. I think I'll be all right for another for this.
This one, at least. Okay. But, so, sorry, you were talking about your award.
Yeah, it's a new category. It's Sports Entertainment Book Award.
Yep.
And it's... it's an incredibly undiverse lineup of talent. Alan Brazil, Jeff Stelling, Damon Hill, someone else whose name escapes me, and me.
Yeah.
And it's a public vote, so we'll see what happens with it.
Vote for Tonks.
Yeah, why not?
You can do it. Check
why not? I'm the least famous guy in the lineup.
He needs your support.
Basically.
It's just great, though. I'm not just saying it. The nomination is recognition, isn't it?
We know that these things come along sporadically.
And if you actually win, though, do you get money?
I don't actually know what I get. I should sort that out.
Cash!
Yeah, money would be great. Does this translate into cash?
It's Father Ted, isn't it? If you win, you have to take the organiser out and you pay for that.
And how's your running been going, mate?
Oh, it's been all right. But
did you do the part run this
weekend? One other question about your book. Yeah. When's the paperback out?
It's out in early October, I think.
Yes.
Lovely. I'll sort that out, though. I will find that out.
Gosh, I really hope that the bookshops are booking them in, and come Christmas, people will be able to go to the running section, and in my case,
books,
the music section, and see both books in paperbacks. Cozying up along on the shelf, and then they'd be able to put them where they should go, because yours would be between, you know, RSTUV, and mine should be...
Yeah, of course.
Of course. I mean, this is important stuff. Order.
Have you seen your book in a shop yet?
Well, I haven't, and it's not published till Thursday.
Right, all right.
Okay. But the second before, literally, as I was leaving the house to come see you today, someone posted a picture of it in Blackwell's, Oxford.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Nice.
And they've got it, like, on a stander, you know, so it fronted out by the wall, two books, me and Murakami.
Oh, well, that's great.
Hello!
That's great.
I mean, that's just...
that's a nice moment.
I'm happier, I retire happy there.
That's lovely.
And, I think people are reading it and enjoying it as well, because it's been really exciting all the early copies going out to the supporters. It's so lovely.
Yeah.
But now we get to next phase, which is
total
strangers.
The deep dive.
Potentially buying it.
Yes.
And we'll see. Yeah, and I was, right. You know, not to dig too deep into the writing industry, but when you were saying about the Olympics, I was just thinking how I just pitched a few articles and things to try and get myself in print as the book comes out. And it just led to this conversation where people were saying, yeah, I don't know about parkrun. It's all about the Olympics now.
Yeah.
And you just think, wow, guys.
It's not really.
Wake up. Because, I get it about the Olympics. It's global. There's money in it. You know, of course it's always going to be on the news. But it is amazing how organisations don't seem to take their idea of the culture from social networks like we do.
Yeah, or yeah.
Granted, it's an echo chamber and stuff, but honestly, I'm on a lot of socials there, and yes, people talk about the Olympics, but it's at arm's length. Something that people sometimes celebrate, sometimes ridicule. Parkrun.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like people were running out in the streets, going, "I've waited for this day."
Yeah, it's a difference between bottom-up culture, top-down, isn't it?
I mean, that's right.
You know, the Olympics is fab, but it's a bit weird this year, and an awful lot of people just aren't bothered about it.
That's right. And even at its most important, like you say, it's further from you.
Yeah.
You know, there was that fantastic video that went round of the people celebrating their family. Who was it? Got a medal.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Their family in Ireland all just going absolutely mad.
Yeah.
I mean, superb and heartwarming and beautiful. And people were sharing it. But that's what those people were doing. They were sharing it. They weren't there. It wasn't them.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
People who went back to parkrun, it's literally them.
Yeah.
It's people saying, I did this.
Yeah.
And that goes to volunteers and you know what I mean? It was a big moment.
It was.
So, I mean,
it's a little bit short-sighted.
And a little bit subjective of me saying, so I could have written the article. But it was just, I just had that realisation that that's how the culture was seeing it, you know?
Yeah.
And that culture.
And did you do one this weekend?
No, I really wanted to. That was the other funny thing, was that after last week, I was immediately daydreaming about going back.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, we were up and out early to go up to Oxford.
Right,
to pick up the fly from the Oxford ointment.
Yes.
But, and you know, so I spent the day on buses on Saturday, just judging people on their choices in relation to masks. It was great. It was a lovely day.
Yeah.
But I I'm really looking forward to going back to parkrun this week, which is kind of what I was planning for last week. But last week's running was crazy.
Yeah.
Because I feel good. I'm fit and put in a good few miles at the beginning of the week. Did the classic Monday, Tuesday, which is
before this.
Yes, I did.
Dawdle. It's painfully slow. This is the slowest we've ran, isn't it?
It is pretty slow.
We must be rocking 12-minute miles.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
But that was nice.
Rocking.
Nice to be out. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all miles.
Ultra pace.
But, you know, I did the classic Monday, Tuesday. Ran 10K with my wife on Monday.
Yeah.
Ran to you and then with you on Tuesday, pushing it to like... So, you know, 16, 17 miles on the first 2 days of the week.
Set
and my exercises.
Yeah.
I didn't do any more for the rest of the week.
Right, okay.
I wasn't injured.
Yeah.
I wasn't ill. I was just busy and travelling.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't find the window. And it was a weird thing because I knew I wanted to. I didn't feel guilty about it. It's like, it's just the way it is. But equally, having made my peace with it, I just still noticed myself... You know, just psychologically and spiritually, just missing it.
Just
so
missing
badly.
It. Yeah,
just
yeah,
thinking,
yeah.
It's like when you say when one's family go away, and you know, it's just by the end of the week, I'm like, who am I?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and it's all tied in with the family
run,
not being complete
what do
at
I
home.
Do?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the answer is drink.
Yeah, yeah.
So much happier.
Luckily,
with that,
you found something to fill that hole.
Yeah. That's right, son. And the great thing of drinking to fill the hole in your soul is no downside.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just a win.
Nothing but positivity.
So, yeah, but I really wanted to. That's why I was running before we were running today, because
just
I'm back
up.
On the horse. And this week is there's always stuff going on. And I just feel if I fall out of the rhythm of getting this stuff done, it's all to do with the family being at home. And me and my wife are both working.
Right.
But she also works out and about in term time. So she's not going off to work in museums and galleries.
Right.
And the kids are both about. And I just think that I need to kind of eke out my running and exercise windows, which I feel guilty about.
Right.
Or I'm not going to do it, and I'll fall out of... You know, literally, someone
fall
posts...
Fall out of rhythm. It's quick, isn't it?
Exactly. It happens fast. And people... Someone was saying, about, oh, the marathon. And I had that feeling... I haven't had that feeling for ages where I thought, I should be training. It's like, it's okay, Rob, you are
you're
training.
Fine. Yeah, you're fine.
But just
you've
the paranoia just bubbled up, you know.
People have been reacting to my marathon de Sable idea with a combination of incredulity and ridicule.
Yeah.
Always inspiring. Yeah, possibly the completely appropriate response to
the
such outlandish nonsense.
You went out the next day and came back not quite able to walk.
Yeah.
Says something.
Training for the ultra football that messes you up for a week. That's going to have to go, unfortunately, isn't it? Yeah.
What, the plan?
No, the football.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a fairly speedy event.
No, the football. The football's going to have to go, obviously. Oh, yeah. I can't be risking that. But yeah,
have you got your place in the MDS now?
No, I haven't got my place, no. But I bought a book. That's as good as anything, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's good. Everyone has a book.
Loads of gear needed for this.
I've got a book coming out. Did you know?
It's all about the light pack. It's all about not packing, not overpacking.
Yeah.
I was thinking of covering my body with raw meat and just progressively shedding it during the race.
All right, Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think there's a few ultra runners out there.
What do you think of my hydration pack?
Yeah, yours is a good one. Well, that's something I'll need to talk about, actually.
And what you don't know is that this is actually full of cake.
Nice.
The thing is, when I'm not running ultras, which is, you know, 100% of the time, I just leave it full of cake, and when the cake rots, I just throw it away and put more in. Yeah. I'm like a kind of ultra running Miss Havisham.
Yeah, the fruit fly ultra.
Just got a big bag of spiders, basically.
So the ultra training just slightly curtailed at the moment.
Here's an interesting one. Someone got in touch and said, if you're thinking about the MDS, about Comrades?
Which, of course, I know a few people training for Comrades.
And it's a big thing, huge event in the calendar. This a 24-hour race in South Africa, is that right?
Well, the Comrades is 56 miles.
Right.
Might be 52, I think it's 56. And it goes different ways each alternate year. Either sort of, there's one route that's more uphill and the one that's more downhill.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a time limit on it. So if you don't complete it within a certain time limit,
they just close
the gates.
We were running with, who is
it? So that will happen.
One of our friends told us all about that. She was there for that, and it was...
Lisa Jackson.
That's right.
And Abharahan Finn did it as well.
Wow.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have done that race. I mean, that race is a... That's obviously an incredible event. Yeah. But there seems to be a bit of a loose plan coagulating for Race to the Stones next
year.
Yeah,
well, I have to say...
Maybe some old... some running commentary regulars...
Yep.
...seem to be throwing their trainers into the ring.
Yeah, and others have done it. You know, there's the people who inspired us this year, and our friend... Emily did it in last year, no, 2 years ago, probably, with all the shenanigans. That was quite a lot of dog action there, wasn't it? It was quite distracting.
Big, scary dog.
Well, I have to say, you know...
Because you're quite intrigued by that, aren't you?
Yeah, and you know, there's something about some sort of sliding scale between natural practicalities and spiritualities.
Yeah.
Because I'm not particularly... I haven't really got it... A notion to travel, says the guy who's planning to go to New York. But New York, I would expect to be the exception that proves the rule on the one hand.
Yeah.
And I also haven't worked out how about getting there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, and I'd add another level of my own discomfort here, which is purely offered up to illustrate my character. The Comrades, the fact that it is... different distances and different routes.
Yeah.
It just renders it meaningless to me. I just can't put it, I can't say, well, then I'll achieve that.
Oh, what
I don't know what that is.
What, you mean Marathon de Sable? You mean?
No, I mean the Comrades.
Right.
Because it changes.
Yeah. It's always the same, it's always the same distance.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of It's just a different way of... it's sort of a series of rolling hills, and one's more downhill than uphill. So
it's too three-dimensional a concept for me to get my head around.
Yeah.
And that is... I'm sorry, I'm not dissing comrades here. I'm dissing myself. But I can't put
but
it...
But you like Race to the Stones, because... There's the stones.
And you go and you run to the stones. Well, Race to the Stones, I feel very, you know, we were talking about it the other day, and as soon as you said, that's the thing, you said Marathon Ensemble, and I thought, ooh, Race to the Stones, you know what I mean? That's how my head, where it went straight away.
Yeah.
And I really did, we've been on the ground up there, you know.
Yeah.
And that was a great day.
It is a lovely, it's
and
lovely,
And Avery is properly magical. I've got, you know, it's really,
it's a really nice
place.
Part of the world, yeah.
And then the other end of it, the beginning of it, is steeped in family history for me. I was went through there on these trips to and from Oxford, and just looking at the village where I grew up, which is a couple of miles from there. Right at the beginning of that road is the nursing home my dad spent his last couple of years in.
Right, And then
you go past Uffington White Horse, where me and him had a legendary day in the 80s. But, you know, I still talk about it every time we go past. And then you can move forward to, like, friends who've done it. I like the idea in terms of what's possible, the two-dayer.
Yeah.
You know, breaking it in the middle and then carrying on and completing the journey. I feel physically like I could do that.
Yeah.
And finally, I still tied in. I would definitely want to fundraise for Parkinson's
and
stuff.
I'll walk a bit more. We'll walk down this a bit.
And...
So it fits.
It fits. And, and a third, last and very much not least, very much inspired by Neil Russell, who's still doing this incredible John O'Groats to Land's End run.
Right.
Just cracking on down through Britain, running places I don't know I can imagine going out and running and making on a personal journey, making money for
That's amazing.
Parkinson's UK. You know, I mean, there's a story there for me. It's the short version of it.
Yeah.
But I think that it's nudged me into a position where I'm... want to put my money where my mouth is and commit.
Yeah.
And,
New adventures. New adventures await.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But short
long,
term.
Run slow.
Yeah, and maybe you should get some kind of massage. Hey, have you got any... you should go and see Melissa, the physio.
Yeah, my mate's been going to see Melissa, actually. Melissa's been doing really well for him. I should do, yeah.
Yeah, my wife has been going to see Melissa.
Has she really?
Yeah, and she had deep tissue massage, and she also had some acupuncture, and she said it's great.
Fantastic.
She's
fantastic.
Got a shoulder thing she's been trying to get fixed for ages. And
yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of pain, a lot of bruises, but it's certainly getting better.
Melissa, for those of you who don't know, is our go-to. Well, I call it Melissa Ping Pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
well, Ping Pressure would mean something completely different in 2021.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that was pre-pandemic. But yeah, she...
She's Melissa Tran, she MT Physio.
Yeah, she releases pressure in the body really well. You can feel it just sort of... Yeah, it's pretty. She's pretty magic, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's definitely worth a trip for
recommended, and she has not chucked a survivor.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Has she not?
Damn it, one day.
So listen,
hey, look after yourself.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't go further today. It's just, it is causing...
Well, we're sorry that it wasn't because you were completely broken up from a completely badass party.
No, it wasn't badass
at all.
You
didn't even really give us the full report on the brisket.
No, I was home for nine. The brisket was it took him 10 hours to prepare this brisket, old Matt. King of the griddle.
Anyone who's seen Motherland is seeing him digging his brisket in the back garden like Kevin. How was it?
He was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Would Stanley Tucci have liked it?
Yeah, Tucci would have loved that. The brisket totally delivered. And the antique vases bookend the mirror on the mantelpiece look very nice. So it's been a lovely... What do you do for your 50 seconds? You just chill out, don't you? You just do everything a bit slower.
Yeah, look at the George Michael Prince playbook. See what they did, because that really panned out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.